Chair, and thank you, distinguished members, for your questions. I will try to cover them briefly, but I'm also available for bilateral conversations afterwards, especially with the Vice Chair, whose question I think is rather big to address just so briefly. I think the important point that I want to make is we know enough. We have enough robust scientific evidence. We know that we have a problem, and we know we have to act, and we know what to do. And what we have to do is to reduce. We have to reduce plastic production. We have to reduce consumption of plastics. We have to reduce the reliance of our economic system on single-use plastic. I think that based on the scientific evidence we have, it makes sense to focus on what are the current essential uses of plastics. And by that, I mean uses that are that cannot be replaced right now in terms of health, safety, and the functioning of society. We have a nice precedent for this concept, for this principle, from the Montreal Protocol. I think based on what uses are identified as being essential, this should be time-bound phase-out, essentially, ultimately. So this approach must be accompanied in parallel by looking at innovation into upstream approaches, focusing on reusing materials, reusing inert materials. I think that's very, very important to prevent microplastics, to prevent chemical leakage. Also development of alternative materials. And here, I think this could be a focus for research and development to develop test systems which are robust and criteria which are scientifically robust to apply to alternative materials. What we really need to prevent is having regrettable substitutions. So that basically would mean shifting to materials or shifting to chemistries which are not properly tested, which are not identified based on robust scientific criteria. We have all the knowledge that we need. We just need to get the mandate. We need to bring all of these different areas of expertise together. It's really important to have a holistic approach as we move forward here, and not just to focus on the end-of-life problem or just to focus on the chemicals. The focus for finding responses or solutions must be holistic, integrating all knowledge. I think one important principle is to simplify. Our society is very complex. We have created dependencies on plastics in many areas where it's simply not necessary. And I think by taking a new direction, by finding responses that address the issue with plastics, we can strengthen local economies, we can strengthen regional bioeconomies, strengthen local production, local consumption. I think a lot of the adverse impacts that we see from plastics, but also from the use of fossil fuels, climate change, biodiversity loss, pollution, can be addressed by smart responses that are informed by science. Thank you.